Well, the Great Barrier Reef is at risk of being considered a World Heritage Site in danger, according to leading environmental scientists. Danielle Daly reports.
Scientists reviewing a joint government plan to protect the Great Barrier Reef from climate change say it won't meet its aims with current levels of funding. That's the view of the Reef 2050 Advisory Committee. Brennan Sides from Environmental Justice Australia says there are a range of overlapping problems facing the Great Barrier Reef.
This is a really complex problem in terms of the multiple threats to the reef, from things like runoff, shipping and transport in the reef, tourism in some respects and so forth, if it's conducted in an inappropriate fashion. And there's a whole framework already in place with the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Management Authority, state and national laws to protect the reef and to deal with some of those threats. On top of that, after the World Heritage Committee started to take an interest in the reef back in 2012, we've developed this Reef 2050 plan, which is a whole other layer of policies and commitments about how we go about protecting the reef. The really big issue, though, in the context for all of these threats is climate change and how that's dealt with.
But James Cook University's expert in water quality, Professor John Brodie, says protecting the reef requires further government intervention and funding, not just to prevent climate change, but also to ensure sustainable agriculture practices in the region.
Essentially, we're not doing the right things to meet them, basically. Water quality management has been going on under reef plan for 8 years now, and we've spent about $600 or $700 million, so a lot of money. But as the water quality report card for the reef shows, the joint government one, we're not really making much progress. And what progress we are making is sort of flattening out, if you like. We're making less progress than we were even in the first 5 years of the plan. And on current trajectories, if you like, or if we continue doing the things we're doing now, spending the money we're doing now, we certainly won't be meeting the targets, even close to meeting the targets by 2025. We also know, of course, what we could do that might get us to the targets, but that's not being considered at the moment. That we need about $10 billion over the next 10 years or so to manage water quality adequately. That compares to the approximately $100 million a year. Within that, we probably need to have quite a degree of land use change as well, from intensive industries like sugarcane and horticulture to less intensive industries like grazing, which use a lot less fertiliser. That needs to happen if we're really going to get to those targets as well. I'll say, though, that of all those three major things I just talked about, none of them are being considered by the federal government at the moment.
All of this could get the Great Barrier Reef put on the World Heritage Endangered List, prompting fears for the tourism industry in the area. But Mr. Sides says the listing should go ahead to recognise the trouble the reef is in.
And I guess we tend to view it too like threatened species. You don't avoid the issue and fail to list something as threatened because it would be inconvenient or somewhat embarrassing to do so. It's far better to be upfront and clear about that. And that recognition, that moving beyond denial, in fact, in the case of the Australian government, is a really important foundation for taking action to do what we can to protect the reef. Impact on tourism because of the problems that are being suffered by the reef is now happening and is going to happen because of the widespread knowledge about the perilous situation that the reef is in. And our particular interest has been around ensuring that we have the sort of legal and policy foundations for action by government, especially because it's very clear that they need to take a lead role here, but also to provide the context for any of those sort of private initiatives that might, or non-government type driven initiatives that might happen as well.
Both the state and federal government ministers remain committed to the 2050 goals, according to statements by Queensland Environment Minister Stephen Miles and Federal Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg. Stephen Miles also added that the plan will be up for review next year and criticised the lack of action on climate change policy by the federal government.
And that story was by Danielle Daly.